Yes, welcome back. Before we get into the movie of the week, a little bit later in the show, we're going to talk about Michael Maguire. And, mate, basically, for all intents and purposes, like Madge was going to be axed, but, mate, not. He did a Zoom meeting, talked his way out of it. Did well, Madge.
It must have been some speech.
I was going to say, I need to say,
well done to the Tigers. They didn't cave into that media pressure.
Well,
you know what? You sack the coach, and you wallpaper over the cracks. It's going to rear its head 6 months, 18 months down the track. Mm.
Thanks, James Hardy.
Good idea.
okay, movie of the week time. Now, as I said before, this is a movie I've suggested for quite a while. Finally got my way. It's a movie so bad and the acting so vile and incompetent, it actually works. A Kevin Costner film. He's in it for about a minute and a half at the top. It's called Chasing Dreams. Welcome, Liam Alexander. Liam, how are you, pal?
Good, Matty. How are you guys going?
Mate, I could not be better after sitting through this movie again. Before we start, I'll say this. How I end up renting this movie, in 1989, I saw it on the shelf at Go Inter Videos on Vincent Street, Cessnock, and Kevin Costner at the time was hot. He was on his ascent, and his head was on the cover, and I got it. And, well, it's fair to say, as I said before, he's in the opening scene. That's about it. Liam, truthfully, did you enjoy this film in a morbid way?
I did. It was pretty funny, but I think we've done some doozies, but I think this is as close as a movie has gotten to just mentally breaking me. if there was a challenge on SAS to just sit and watch this movie from beginning to end, I reckon half of the contestants would just hand in their number. Like you just said, it's a very deceptive movie as well. The poster has the poster for the movie is a giant airbrush photo of a baseball field and Kevin Costner's head in a baseball uniform. But he's in the movie for a minute and 30 seconds and he doesn't play baseball once.
Yeah.
And even online, I could only find three reviews from people who'd seen it. Two of them are complaining that they accidentally rented it because they thought it was Field of Dreams.
Yes.
And the other one just simply says, bar none, the worst movie I've ever seen.
Yep. There's another one I saw a thing saying, glorious. I thought that's it. They said, it's so good to see a movie that is so inept in every single way. It makes you feel better about yourself. But you're right. Some of the ones were alert. This is not Field of Dreams because it was straight after Field of Dreams.
And this movie was.
Yes, straight after it.
I think it was released after it.
Oh, released.
Yeah, released after it.
I think there was a soft release early. Then they once he hit it big, they went, let's do this.
Why do we do this again, this movie?
I know. It's so good.
We had Talladega Nights. We had such a great
high.
We were high. I was engaged.
We're like swines just rolling around in our own feces.
This
Okay.
This happened.
Let's, for the people that haven't seen it, Liam, give us the overview.
Okay, so the movie is about a young man called Gavin Thompson, who isn't Kevin Costner. He's bogged down by his family and is finding it hard to manage working on the farm and staying at school. But after the college baseball coach convinces him to play, he discovers that he's basically a baseball prodigy and goes from literally never having picked up a baseball bat before to within 6 months being offered professional contracts for Major League Baseball.
Liam, I'll get to the coach in a second. firstly, that scene. There's a couple of bits in one of the opening scenes where he walks to a baseball mound. When he walks up to the baseball players, who're all dressed in baseball gear with their mitts and everything playing, he says, is this the baseball team? Yeah. And the other one, the scene where the first time he ever grabs a bat, but then on the third attempt on strike three, hits a home run. I reckon King Kong was more believable.
I felt they took, I think Happy Gilmore was a bit of an inspiration. Well, Happy Gilmore came out after, but it follows the same sort of, like Happy had never picked up a golf club before, but can hit it 400 yards and Gavin Thompson can somehow hit a home run within three strikes.
So, sorry, Liam, you're saying that Happy Gilmore copied Chasing Dreams?
Yes.
Wow.
I think Adam Sandler watched Chasing Dreams and thought, this should be remade.
Some of the lines in the movie, when he's with his love interest and he sits there and he goes, thanks for the beer. And he has a sip and then goes, I must have been thirsty. Right? She'd have been going,
like a
he's a keeper. And he's And his little brother, that's the sort of softening of the movie, because his little brother's got a terminal illness. Honestly, he was so annoying, the little brother. And he goes out and he says, and Gavin's dressed to go out on a date, and he says, "Hey, Gavin, why are you wearing your Sunday clothes?" Boys, what about the scene, just quickly, the scene where they're listening to the baseball game and then he hits the stone and hits that bloke's house? Did you get to that?
No, I did not.
Liam, that scene where he hits the neighbour. Oh,
I've never seen you so excited about a movie.
I know.
Since Karate Kid 3, actually.
The ending of the movie is one of the most unbelievable things I've ever seen, though. So Gavin gets hit in the head with a baseball at the state championship and gets knocked out. And the doctor says he has no physical injuries, but he has, like, complete amnesia and can't remember his family anymore. basically becomes Jack Nicholson in Cuckoo's Nest after he's been lobotomized. And the movie ends with him sweeping alone on the farm, just silently. And his dad throws him a baseball and he goes, "Dad?" And then they hug and the movie ends.
Okay, which brings me to the coach. I just think the coach had a little, he was a little too interested in Gavin, at times a little too handsy.
Yeah, that scene where Gavin is getting changed in the bathroom and Coach Parks just walks in. It honestly seemed like the start of a porno. I don't know where it's going.
It looked like the quality of a porno.
Yeah.
The whole film.
Yeah. The training montages, I'd liken it to basically Rocky on ketamine.
There are about 50 training montages in this movie, and they give Rocky climbing the mountain a run, I reckon.
Mate. Gavin, do you reckon he's the most insipid central character in history? A history of cinema, boys?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, now...
I thought he was a mix between Napoleon Dynamite and Kermit the Frog.
I totally agree. I said it's like... When I watched it, I said it's, the character is like Napoleon Dynamite, the documentary, serious version.
Yeah, because it starts with... the opening scene, he's standing there chopping a tree in his front yard. That's how they start the film.
Yes.
And it's kind of like... feeding the llama, the llama in Napoleon Dynamite.
There's scenes in this that have absolutely no relevance at all to the film. It's like when you remember his teammates where they decide to get on the drink and it's like, and mate, like, it's like their big night out and it's like, I don't know, it's like a parody of animals.
They're driving around town with a giant cow statue for some reason.
And they're all hanging out of the car. There's literally 30 of them. They all jump out. You can just see they're acting pissed. It's just, it's so bad. It's good. What do you give it out of 100, Liam?
If we're rating it as a comedy, it's high 90s. But I think it has a 0%. Well, it doesn't even have a rating on Rotten Tomatoes because no critic has ever reviewed it. So I'm gonna give it a 10.
Ben,
mate, I'm gonna stick with the IMDb 3.2.
I'm going to go with 17 because that's the amount of minutes I stayed awake before I fell asleep trying to watch it on Wednesday night.
I'm going
to
give it 84.
I'm just proud of Kevin Costner because Kevin Costner paid his dues before he became superstar. His first five films were absolute stinkers.
Which were they?
Malibu Hot Summer, 2.7 out of 10. Chasing Dreams, 3.2. Stacey Knights, 4.5. He was in The Big Chill. His scenes were deleted from that.
Truly.
He must have been good.
And then he was in a movie called Shadows Run Black. That got 3.
Wow.
And then he went Untouchables, No Way Out, Bull Durham, Field of Dreams.
Oh, man.
It's weird because I'm watching Yellowstone at the moment on Stan and then tried to watch this and went, what happened?
Yeah.
Something's happened.
Yeah.
He went to acting school in between or something.
He's had a comeback, hasn't he? Waterworld, he sort of fell off the edge.
Yeah, he jumped the shark there.
But he's come back. He was good in Molly's Game.
He was very, very,
he's very earthy. Now, Liam, we want you to hang around here because this next break is going to be a doozy. This came about when I told Ben how basically I selected this movie off the shelf of Going to Video, which Ben then confided to me that you worked at a video shop for 4 years.
Four years. Civic Video, Carlingford. Shout out, doesn't exist anymore. Yeah. Civic Video Collingford for 4 years.
Yeah, there's university. There's a reason why it doesn't exist. Yeah. We're going to get to that after the break.
Now, this show's called Morning Glory. Yeah, the video shop, is that Morning Glory or was it glorious?
No, it wasn't. It was it was bad. Just,
yeah.
I'll explain. Explain. Yeah.
You know those holes?
Let's not talk about the Bronte toilets, mate. It's coming up soon.